This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Here's another Saturday Magazine podcast brought to you by Joy sponsor Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
Across Melbourne on Joy 94.9 and streaming online at joy.org.au, you're listening to Saturday Magazine every Saturday 10 till 12.
So, Peter.
Hello, David.
It's lovely to have you back.
Thank you.
We've got a big long chat here. We'll go to some messages shortly. Some sponsorship announcements.
Oh, good, good. I'm pleased there.
Like when you throw to them on the news.
Oh yes, they pay for. That's the lovely thing about free to air television, is that yes, it's free to air, and yet it has to be paid for, and it's the commercials that do that. So you
it
don't
is.
Have to subscribe. You just
now what
have
happens
to
if you
to the commercials
if,
and away we go.
What happens if they're wanting you to go to a break and you haven't finished what you're saying? Are you actually allowed to ad lib at all?
Well, yes. Look, you can. I choose not to do that. See, the job is about just presenting the stories because it's the stories that matter, not
as objectively as possible.
Yes, it's not what I think about the story that counts. But if it's a story about, we've had this glorious couple of pics of a baby hippo.
Yeah.
Oh, she was impossibly cute. In the first one, she was dreaming. She was asleep and dreaming, and we had these beautiful, loving close-ups of her suckling, pretending to suckle or dreaming that she was. And then last night we had a picture of her in a shower. Well, of course, you can't help but ad lib and, you know, go a little bit warm and fuzzy about a story like that. And they don't mind if I do
things
like that.
Did you think of Pauline Hanson?
Oh, no.
Macca, where did that come from?
I don't know where that came from, you see. That's the glory about being on this show. I'm kind of on tippy toes all morning trying to avoid any political
now,
stuff.
Peter, I want to know why you're all suited up this morning.
Well, that's the thing. You see, it's kind of like a uniform. And I think, oh, maybe I should, you know, this is official, this is important, coming and talking here this morning. And so, you know, you dress for the
part.
But I must say, everybody else is looking $100 million wearing these lovely casual clothes. And here am I in a suit with an open-neck shirt.
Peter, I wore a suit and tie for 30 years of my life. Yeah. And I've got a wardrobe full of suits. I do wear them when I go out to Eastern Health, for example.
Oh, Eastern Health.
And that's
isn't
pretty
it
much. Yeah, it is fabulous, actually.
Oh,
tell us about your association with Eastern Health.
I'm very lucky. When I was learning to do the job that I do, many thousands of years ago, working with Sir Eric Pearce.
Oh.
And Eric was very much one for community involvement because we're in the community, and if you have an opportunity to support a community organisation, take it.
Yes.
You know, don't, you know, so one of the organisations that I'm very proud to have been invited to support in fundraising is Eastern Health, which is a fantastic, as you know, you're on the board. It's a wonderful organisation.
Ah, a little cabal going on here.
Not at all. No, not at all. The events that are put on, the things that happen, the auxiliaries have raised so much money over the years. And while that's changed a lot now, I think auxiliaries are not so much the go anymore.
Yes.
They've brought in hundreds of thousands of dollars to a very worthy organisation.
And we're talking about a 10,000 strong workforce.
Exactly. It's
over 1 million procedures done every year across all of our campuses.
And a lot of Band-Aids.
Seven hospitals.
So Eastern Health, Peter, you do a lot of work with them, and you said you learnt from Sir Eric Pearce.
Yes.
Sorry, how did Sir Eric used to close his news bulletin?
Oh, that was...
What was the word?
Sir Eric would look with those glorious, large, dark-coloured eyebrows over those little
big
reading
glasses.
Yes, the little half glasses and the impeccable, very white, distinguished hair and the suit with the buttonhole. And he would say, "Good night, God bless you. And you," was for his wife.
For his wife.
Yes. It was very sweet.
It was lovely.
Very nice. He was hilarious. I loved working with Eric. I've been very lucky because I worked with Eric when I first came to live in Melbourne because I grew up in country Queensland, but worked with Eric virtually when I arrived here in 1974. And then when Eric retired and Brian Naylor joined us, I worked with him from 1978 to 1998. So worked with two. They were very different characters, but they were both experts at what they did.
And of course, there's an aged care facility named after him.
There is in
which
Richmond,
is very appropriate.
Yes, exactly. Yeah,
on Church Street, isn't
That's
it?
That's exactly yeah. right.
We'll yes, both so get Eric, to go. We can both get to go.
Maybe
there.
We'll all go there one day. But in your case, it'll be about 70 or 100 years time. Oh, mine is probably a little closer than that.
You can read. You could when you go there, Pete. You can read the news.
I could bore the hell out.
Get on.
Of
you know, get on the get
public
on the
public service announcements. You, everyone, listen up.
Okay, who's left their walking frame in aisle 4?
Well, yes, that's right.
And Macca can get on the airwaves and at the nursing home and do his one liners.
That's right.
That's a very good idea, mind you. I think there is a real need for people to have. Care and services for when they retire and later on into much older age, and it's it's very much I think a need that seems to be being catered to.
And you know, of course, that the population at Eastern Health is slightly older than the rest of the state.
Is that so? Mm. Is that so? Yes. One of the things that I like, one of the initiatives that's running at Eastern Health at the moment is the Cool Heads campaign, and this is it's to raise money to purchase the machines that operate scalp cooling caps for people, for women while they're having chemotherapy for breast cancer. And these caps help them not to lose their hair, to retain their hair, which is, as I understand it, one of the many things that people deal with during this kind of treatment. And so it's just one of the many thoughtful initiatives that are going on in the community. Look, I'm sure all health services are doing similar sort of stuff, but this is a campaign I'm aware of, and it's going in at Maroondah Hospital, which is going to be pretty much the breast cancer treatment hospital within the within Eastern Health.
With a brand new facility being built as we speak. It's a $20 million facility funded by the state government.
As we speak, they're working. The CFMEU are working today, are they?
Probably, I don't know.
But it's an interesting hospital, the Maroondah Hospital, because it's kind of expanded and taken over the houses here, and there's a little car park there and all that sort of thing.
And it was actually built in response to demographic changes in the 70s.
Yes, that's right.
So, we saw population growth and the suburbs evolving around there, needed a health service.
Now, interestingly, Tony Walker, who's the CEO of Ambulance Victoria, he's just tweeted us that Monash Emergency Trauma, the question is, can we start to use bicycle helmets to help reduce head injuries, which are a big factor, but what about if can you have a cooling helmet when you're on a bike as well?
I'm not sure. I know that. I think the cooling.
It's got to be plugged into something.
Oh, they've got to be plugged in.
A PowerPoint.
Yeah, but you're pedalling. You can generate.
I think they cost about $60,000.
Oh, no, we can't.
It's quite intensive. I remember we were talking about auxiliaries before. The one that's just wound up in Mitcham,
yes.
They started with the idea of getting the Maroondah Hospital, I think it was the Maroondah Hospital, or certainly one of the hospitals, actually going.
That's right.
They were there before the hospital actually started. Isn't that amazing?
It is very sad that they've wound down. But
my mother was on the hospital auxiliary in Warrigal.
Oh, okay.
Yes. The where I was born.
Yep.
Of course,
were you born in Warrigal?
Yes. They had to give her something to do after, giving birth to me.
Oh, I think she probably had plenty to think to be going on.
I was 6 weeks premature and I was 9 pounds.
Were you really?
There was no room left.
No.
And guess what, Peter? She's still rolling around, the poor love.
but yes, hospital auxiliaries, and especially of that era, were very central to the community.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
Communities have changed a bit now. I think people are not... they're not joining so much. People are busy. They don't have time to do things. And if they have a young family, well, they're running the kids around on weekends to sport and all that sort of stuff. So lifestyles have changed. But, gosh, they've done marvellous work.
Over the
and
years.
I know this is also the case in Geelong, in Barwon Health, a similar sort of thing. Auxiliaries for decades raised hundreds of thousands of dollars.
They used to have
really
amazing. They used to have dinner dances.
Yes. How long is it since you've been to a good dinner dance, David?
Well, I do.
You might like to come later this year, Macca.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, yes, for the Starlight Dinner.
That's it.
Yeah, that's a very good idea. That's another... Sorry, I turned this into the Eastern Health Hour. Right. Sorry,
there's nothing wrong with that.
I do apologise, but that's for Sister... It was kind of named in...
Oh, Bullwinkle.
Vivian Bullwinkle. Yeah, Bullwinkle.
Bullwinkle.
That's right. Yes, that's right.
Yeah, Bullwinkle was a famous nurse who worked in... which army? Which war period?
Oh, yes. Now, I shouldn't have brought this up because I haven't researched it recently, but it is worth looking at.
So it was a fundraising effort. It was a fundraising effort to create a professor of palliative care nursing... Mm-hmm. But named after Vivian Bullwinkle, which is really lovely.
And operated between Monash and Eastern Health.
Yes, Monash University.
University and Eastern Health.
Wasn't there a cartoon character, Bullwinkle, as well?
Yes, there was.
Yes, there was. Rocky
yes, there was.
Rocky Bullwinkle.
I'm not sure what Bullwinkle that was about.
Was that Vivian's nephew?
Or was it SpongeBob SquarePants? I'm not sure, but it's one of those characters from our past.
Hey, so what a week it's been,
It has. So we've seen the Two Stooges.
Who are they, Macca? Who are the Two Stooges?
Tony Abbott and Peter Credlin.
Oh, right.
Now, some of the millionaires in the seat of Higgins, they want to... that were upset by some of the changes to superannuation. They had a meeting in a minibus a while ago, because there wasn't that many of them.
to
dethrone Kelly O'Dwyer, who's been on this show a few times. And if you're listening, Kelly, you're very welcome to come back, because they want Peter Credlin to challenge you, Amazon woman. They want Peter Credlin to challenge you for the seat. It's going to be really interesting. Now, whether it's true or not, It's been reported
in the Herald Sun.
In the Herald Sun, so it may not be true. But so,
why do they actually want to unseat her?
Well, because Kelly O'Dwyer made some changes to superannuation that they didn't agree with. And I didn't agree with them either. And I actually thought about going to the meeting, which was at the Malvern Town Hall, and there was this wonderful picture Peter Van Onselen posted, of a disgruntled looking group of old tossers sitting there complaining about superannuation, and they're going to bring down Kelly O'Dwyer. Well, the minibus ran out of petrol, didn't it? So now they're going to run a campaign to put Peter Credlin in. A bit like the campaign that Malcolm Turnbull apparently ran with Ray Hadley to save Tony Abbott in his seat of Warringah.
It would have been really embarrassing if Tony Abbott got
Well, then it would have been a hung parliament.
It would have been a hung parliament.
Yeah.
But it would also have been really embarrassing.
I know. Well, don't forget John Howard lost his seat, in an election.
He did.
Yeah.
That's right.
So, Tony...
And that was embarrassing for the Liberal Party.
Very embarrassing. To lose one seat is... What was the line, Oscar? To lose one seat is... I don't know.
Unfortunate. To lose two is careless.
Is careless.
Yes.
Is careless. Right. Now, we're going to... anyway, so the Two Stooges, that's been subject of the week. When we come back, we're going to... first, we're going to have QNN. Some messages. Then Queer Network News. Mm-hmm. Do you ever listen to that, Peter?
I listen on Saturday mornings whenever I'm able to, but I go to the gym in 4 minutes' time most mornings. Oh. Cancelled it this morning.
Oh, so you're just going to do a couple of laps of the studio?
Oh, no. The stuff I do at the gym is beyond laps, I tell you. I do cirque, and when I say cirque, I don't mean circuit, I mean cirque, which involves trapeze. It involves climbing the tissue. It involves Roman rings. It involves tumbles, headstands, handstands, the works.
Jeez. Mm.
It's wonderful fun. Come and join me.
Is your gym full of young, gorgeous men with beards and tattoos?
No, it's just ordinary people everyone
here we
else.
Go. Cirque de Hitchener.
Cirque de Hitchener. My gym is full of young, bearded, tattooed things.
Yeah.
For listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.